Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In the final message of the Interview with the Devil series, Pastor Ed Young dives into the profound realities of hell in his message titled, Hell Yes. Through this talk, we'll confront the frightening truth about hell, yet find assurance that this awareness strengthens us to live fully present and purposeful lives on earth. Join us as we navigate these truths and embrace the significance of our earthly existence, considering eternity. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's newest book, A Path Through Pain, at edyoung.com. With refreshing vulnerability and power, A Path Through Pain shares their family's journey from sorrow and anger to hope and healing after the tragic and sudden loss of their daughter. As they share their incredible perspective, they will inspire and equip you to believe that there is purpose in your pain, even if you can't see that purpose yet. Now let's get into today's message called Hell Yes. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
The mantra of our day is, hey, let's keep it real. We like to keep it real. I've had the opportunity to do some reading about reality television. In fact, we have several staff members who've been a part of some of the major reality shows. And they've told me something, and I've learned that reality isn't that real. A lot of the stuff we see on television is contrived. It's smoke and mirrors. It's set up. I know that's a shocker. But reality isn't that real. Could it be that we, on one hand, say we like reality, but on the other, we're really hesitant to be truly real? Whenever you think about someone who kept it real and who keeps it real, I think one has to think about Jesus, because Jesus talked about life in a real and raw fashion. One of the biggest perversions of modern Christianity is that the Lord can only be understood by His grace and mercy. We like to put these cool little sweet scripture verses on coffee mugs or over our kitchen sink, and God is love, and this is a place of grace, and all the warm and fuzzy scripture verses. But we don't like to put verses, for example, like when Jesus said, many will say to me when they die, Lord, Lord, I did this and I did that in your name, and I will say, depart from me. I never knew you. I've never seen that verse on a coffee mug or over someone's sink. I mean, that's a pretty tough, pretty hard saying of Jesus. So on one hand, yeah, we want to talk about the reality of grace and mercy, but we don't want to talk about the fact that God is a holy God, that He's a righteous God, and that He is a God that gives us a free will. And because we have a free will, there is a heaven. And because we have a free will, there is a hell. The Bible says something that is stunning, and when you think about it, it's so right. God has set eternity in our hearts. All of us have a longing for the for after. Have you ever thought about that? For the ever after. Read children's books. And they lived happily ever after. We're made for a happily ever after. Oh, I like a movie with a good ending, don't you? We're made for that. Why do we think about the other side? Why are we so infatuated with living forever and ever and ever? Because life, I believe, is like the first lap around the track. It's just the introduction of this book that lasts forever and ever and ever. And forever is a long, long time. So what we do on this side of the grave determines where we will spend eternity. Jesus, I'll say it again, talked a lot about heaven, but He even talked more about hell. Jesus talked about hell more than He talked about prayer. I'm talking about Jesus. So I thought today we would do something kind of paradoxical. I thought we would spend some time, and I want to spend some time uploading some stuff from hell, learning from hell, maybe some lessons from hell, like a giant app session from hell. What can we learn from hell? Now, I know many of you are like, well, I don't even believe in hell. Well, it doesn't matter if you believe in it or not. Jesus talked about it a lot. He said it's a real place. And we're going to talk about the reality of hell. Say that with me. The reality of hell. It's not just smoke and mirrors. It's not just a facade. It's not just some word that sounds ferocious. Jesus said, and the Bible says, it's a place. It is a place. And it's a place because we have a freedom of choice. I'll say it. God does not hurl anybody to hell. Whenever you hear someone say, well, I don't want to hear about a God who slam dunks people to hell. When someone says that, they're advertising their ignorance. Hell primarily was not designed for humans. If you go to hell, you will go as an intruder. Hell was designed for the devil and the demons. I'll say it again. Hell was not designed for human habitation. However, when we choose to sin, we're all natural born sinners, right? We understand that there was a war that went on back in the heavenlies. Lucifer, who is now Satan, tried to usurp God to kick God off the throne and take the throne. It didn't work. He was tossed out of heaven, went to earth. A third of the angels went with him. Some were thrown into hell. The others now are the realm of the demonic. The devil came in, tempted man. Man dropped the ball. Man sinned. We thus have this sin nature from Adam and Eve. Thus, we're separated and alienated from God because of our sin. No one taught you or me how to sin. We just know how to do it. Sin separates us from God. So one bad mood, one impure thought, one cross word, we're separated from God. God, though, did something. God sent Jesus Christ to live a sinless life, to die a sacrificial death, to rise again, thereby giving us the opportunity to put Jesus on the throne of our lives. We have these throne issues. And once we give Jesus the throne, the tissue of the issue is lordship, and then we discover what life is all about. That's what happens. The reason our planet is so screwed up, the reason everything is broken, government is broken, cars are broken, seats in cars are broken, families are broken, marriages are broken. Everywhere you turn, nothing works. Nothing works. Why is that? Ultimately, sin. We chose to rebel against God. When you're born, we're born with a reservation in hell. But here's the good news. Once we give the throne of our lives to Jesus, the reservation in hell is canceled, and we have a reservation in heaven forever and ever. That'd be a great place to clap. Now that's cool. That's cool. So I don't deserve what God did for me through Jesus. But I've got to look. I've got to take a hard look at hell. Well, here's what Jesus talked about. Jesus kind of lifted the veil over hell. And he said, okay, here is the 411 on hell. We need to understand Luke chapter 16. He told the story Jesus did about hell. A rich guy, this guy was banking, a high roller. Then another guy who had leprosy, his best friends were the dogs, this is kind of gross, I'm talking about keeping it real, who licked the sores on this guy's body. So the poor guy, Lazarus, went to heaven, and the rich guy, the high roller, he went to hell. And Jesus talks about the conversation from heaven and hell from hell to heaven and talks about the reality of hell. But before we talk about the reality of hell, let me say this. We have to understand the context of this text, because a verse, a text out of context can become a pretext.
You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We're halfway through today's incredible message, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. As a token of our gratitude for supporting The Creative Connection, we have a special gift for you. We'd love to send you a complimentary copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's newest book, A Path Through Pain. This is a powerful book they wrote after the sudden death of their oldest daughter, Lee Beth. They share profound truth that even in the darkest moments, pain and joy can coexist. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. And if today's message has touched your heart, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Jesus had just told a story in Luke chapter 15 of three things that were lost, and once they were found, it was like, whoa, man, a party went on when those things that were lost were found. A lost sheep, a lost coin, and a lost son. When they were found, party time. Party time. Jesus also was on his way to the cross when he told this story about heaven and hell. He was on his way to die on the cross for your sins and mine, to rise again, thereby giving us an opportunity, right, to give the throne of our lives to Jesus. So that's the context. So Jesus talked about heaven and hell, told a story about a rich man and a poor man. The rich man, he had everything going. He was a high roller. He was like a righteous, cool guy, knew just enough religion to be dangerous, like a lot of people in our culture today who have just enough Christianity not to catch the real disease. He kind of knew the verbiage, kind of knew the scriptures a little bit, but never really did anything about it. Lazarus, on the other hand, had a relationship with God. So Jesus tells the story. Lazarus dies first and quickly, in a nanosecond. He's in heaven, right by Father Abraham. And then, obviously, it didn't get this high roller's attention that Lazarus died. So the high roller dies. He goes to hell. So he's in hell, in torment. And he discovers the reality of hell. Death is the great equalizer, isn't it? Everyone dies. When we die, we're going to spend eternity in one of two places. So now let's pick up this conversation between heaven and hell. Luke chapter 16, verse 23. Again, let's talk about the reality of hell. Hell is a real place. Well, how do you know? Let's check it out. Here's what Jesus said. In hell, that's where the high roller is, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. Once again, the context, Jesus is going to his death. He's talking about death. He's talking about eternity. He saw Lazarus, this man of faith, who was poor on planet Earth. Now, of course, he's in heaven. He saw him from hell, a vision. The people in hell here can see the people in heaven. Can you imagine your spouse being in heaven and you're in hell? Can you imagine seeing that? Can you imagine seeing your kids in heaven, yet you in hell are seeing them forever and ever and ever? Can you imagine seeing people that you know in your life who are in heaven, yet you have chosen hell? Because hell is a choice. God doesn't force anyone there. It's God's plan for all of us to go to heaven. But when he made you and me, he made us with a freedom of choice, right? Love, true love, is all about choice. So he made a place, hell, where he is not. And hell is a place, Jesus said, of weeping and gnashing of teeth. Gnashing of teeth is a forever feeling of regret and remorse. People in hell have vision. Do you have vision? Do you have vision for eternity? Because you've never locked eyes with someone who's not going to live forever. And this rich man saw his entire life before his eyes. He saw every opportunity he had to make a faith decision, yet he tabled it. He stiff-armed it. And basically, at the end of your life, we get a greater measure of what we desired on planet Earth. If you kept God at distance, you stiff-armed him, you did the Heisman with God on Earth, you'll get a greater measure of that in eternity. It's a place called hell. Well, Ed, I don't mind going to hell because I can party with my friends in hell. Hey, even if your friends are there, you won't know it. It's a place of isolation, loneliness, darkness. Hell is a place you can do anything and everything you've always wanted to do alone. Alone. Real people go to hell. It was one of Christ's main subjects that he talked about, the reality of hell. So not only did this man see his life before his eyes, he also saw people that he was close to in heaven. Can you imagine that feeling? Hell is a place of choice, but the reality of hell, that's something we can upload. That should motivate every believer here. Hell is real. I mean, this is real. Another thing that we can upload, the agony of it, the discomfort of it. So he called to him, Father Abraham, this is from hell to heaven now. Have pity on me. It's all about me. Send Lazarus, old Lazarus, leprosy-ridden Lazarus. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I'm in agony. There's the word again, in this fire. I don't know everything about this, but obviously we'll have these spiritual bodies that will have senses. I mean, there you have a finger and a tongue and wow, what can we learn from this? There's agony, there's discomfort. Hell is uncomfortable. What can we learn from this? As a believer, we should be uncomfortable. We should always live as a follower of Christ with a low level of discomfort. We want to be comforted by Christ, but uncomfortable for him. We want Fellowship Church to be comfortably uncomfortable. Comfortable for those who were seeking, who were kicking tires and testing the waters. Uncomfortable for those of us who are followers of Christ. Why should we be uncomfortable? Because we realize hell is real and it's agony. It's a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's the forever feeling that you had an opportunity to know Christ, to give him the throne of your life, but you didn't do it. There's weeping in hell. Also, the concern of hell. The concern. There's a concern in hell. What does the rich guy do now? He's like, all right, send Lazarus back, Abraham, from the dead. Send it back from heaven and let him warm my five brothers who are not really righteous. They don't really follow the Lord. At least he can warn them. Oh, now he's becoming an evangelist. What do you think the people in hell are thinking about of those here who are still sitting on the throne of their lives trying to drive this thing? What do you think they're thinking? What do you think they're praying? I tell you, they're praying for you to make this choice, like those of us who are believers are praying for you. We're in the same boat, but many here have made the decision to give the throne of their lives to Jesus. My reservations in that hellacious hotel were canceled years ago. I have reservations now in heaven. Many people here do. How about you? I beg you, send Lazarus to my father's house. I have five brothers. Man, now, oh, he's really, really into reaching out. Is there a hell? If there is, let's go for it. Let's leverage our time like we've never leveraged it before. Let's leverage our abilities. You see, here's what's so jacked up about some of you. You got all these abilities, you're gonna waste your life and bust hell wide open. You know why? You're gonna sit there on your blessed ass assurance, and you're gonna try to run your life and do your life your way. You're gonna try to use your gifts just for you, just like the rich man did, and you're gonna bust hell wide open. AC/DC said it, brilliant song, a theological song. You're on a highway to hell. It's not rough, it's not four-wheeling. Highway to hell? No, it's just, put it on cruise control, man. But many of you will never discover the gifts that you have naturally in a supernatural way because you're never gonna put Jesus on the throne. But there's another aspect that I want you to see, just very, very briefly. Look at the growth of hell. Hell's growing. I have a friend of mine that regularly looks at the obituary column. And he told me that. I'm like, man, that's weird. What are you doing looking at the, that's morbid. I don't want to do that. He goes, I do it regularly as a discipline. He said, because I ask myself, A, as a Christian, have I done all I can to keep that person out of hell? And secondly, I ask myself, has our church done all it can do to keep those people out of hell? The growth of hell. Hell is growing. Luke chapter 13, verse 24, make every effort, Jesus said this, to enter through the narrow gate because many, say it with me, scary saying, man. Let's talk about grace and mercy. Let's talk about forgiveness. Well, my God wouldn't hurl people down. My God, hey, you know, we have this uncanny ability to modernize and politically correct God. God is God. And again, he's a God of grace, don't get me wrong, a God of mercy, something we don't deserve. But also, he's a God who gives us a choice. And with the choice, we choose either to love him or not. And if we say no to hell, we go. Luke 13, 25. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you'll stand outside knocking and pleading, sir, open the door for us, but he will answer, I don't know you or where you came from. Have you ever bought something and had buyer's remorse? You know, I have. Well, in hell, a lot of people will have invitation remorse. You'll see all of those opportunities you had to give the throne of your life to Christ, but didn't do it. Are you going to heaven? Or are you going to hell? It's your choice.
Thank you for being with us today on The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We hope this message has not only educated you, but also encouraged you to live life purposefully using your talents and gifts for Jesus. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering you a free copy of A Path Through Pain by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. Visit edyoung.com to claim your book and learn more about how you can support Ed Young Ministries. Join us next time as Pastor Ed delivers another exciting message designed with you in mind. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be a part of what God is doing through the Creative Connection. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.